Yeah.
Wrong misspelling.
All right. So anybody that can't, that's here. Thank you guys for coming. Yeah, I just wanted to test the equipment out. And I wanted, we could talk about a few things though real quick. And if anybody wants to call in and just shoot the shit or whatever, this is just gonna be a short little video. I have to work early and whatnot. But if anybody wants to call in and talk, whatever. A couple shows coming up I want to talk about. We're gonna interview, or at least I'm gonna interview Stasha Erickson on Thursday morning, and she's written books on the Mandela effect and everything, so she's really into it. I think it'll be a really interesting interview. What do you think, Gloria?
Yes, I like her very much. I like her view on things. I haven't read her book, but I will. I'll get around to it. Definitely.
Right. And I'm also going to do a My Awakening interview with Ernest Pearson, who pretty much everybody in the Flat Earth community, you guys probably know Ernest. Ernest is a good guy. I like Ernest a lot. Ernest has some very polarizing views that set a lot of people off, and he's not afraid to speak his mind, and I have a lot of respect for him for that. I really like Ernest. He's a good guy. He has a very unique story, Gloria, because it's very different than a lot of people in the Flat Earth community, because a lot of people in the Flat Earth community will, not myself. I went a different route, but there's a lot of people that say they go through the Bible route or whatever, right? Well, he used to be a pastor.
Oh, wow.
And then now he's denounced all that, and he says that's what brought him. He's a full blown flat earther, but he says that's what brought him actually getting away from that. So, like I said, these My Awakening interviews are people's personal stories, their opinions. But it'd be very good to hear his, because it's a very different take. You know what I mean?
He's Emmy'd. He's a Mandela factor.
No, not at all, not at all. But he knows he's very well versed on the flat earth. He's very well versed on 9/11. But no, he's not into the Mandela effect, but I'm working on it. You know how we do it.
Yeah, a little out of time.
Well, I want to thank somebody that's in the chat right now, actually. Flat Earth Falker, he's in the chat. And I think he's pretty new to the channel, but he's been commenting on a few videos lately, and he said he's been talking about my channel over on his channel, and with the Mandela effect. And I went over and checked out his, not his latest video, because I know he posted one today and I didn't see that, but the latest one besides that. And I know I sent it to you, right, Gloria? You saw him talking about it for like 10 minutes or so, going on a little rant.
I did, and I also commented on it. I'm Glow 13.
Yeah, so he did say he's about to hop in the shower, so I'm not sure if he's hearing this still right now, but he'll hear it after, I'm sure. But that was really cool, man. Man, you came out with all the big ones. That was cool, because I was reading your live chat while you were, speaking. I was watching the replay, but the live chat was there. And you seem to have a lot of people thinking about it. I mean, people were talking about Black Tom. They were talking about Black Tom. And that, you know how I am with Black Tom. So it's good. I got a lot of people coming over now from since I did Carly's interview, Carly Sunshine Medrano, on last Wednesday. I noticed I got like probably 20 different people. And that's good. If you guys came over from Flat Earth, don't worry. This is, I talk about that too. I've talked about that for 4 years now. And I go back and forth, from what I'm interested in, 9/11, Flat Earth, Mandela Effect. I'm not a one topic guy. That's not what you're going to get on this channel. You will get some special shows that we gear towards one audience. Like, if you haven't seen it yet, check out the Mandela Effect show we did like 2 weeks ago, right, Gloria? It's got like 1,500 views. It got like 1,400 views in like the first week, which is crazy for me because at the time I only had, 900 subs. So that's way higher than any of my videos usually do. And it got like 60 thumbs up and none down. So everybody loves it. Like, you really got to check it out. Read the comments on it. Watch the video. If you're not sure about the Mandela effect, watch the video. If you're here for the Mandela effect and you're not sure about Flat Earth, I got tons of videos, radio shows. Listen to my Flat Earth versus Globe Earth debate when I went on this radio show, Emergency Exit 66 broadcast, and debated three of them at once and completely owned them, like mopped up the floor with them. But you know what? It wasn't the typical Flat Earth Globe Earth debate. It wasn't shouting, people being extra rude. Sure, they were highly indoctrinated. They spewed a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? But they didn't do it with like bad intent. Like they were good guys. It was a good listen. And you don't really get that. I don't know how many of these types of debates you've heard, Gloria, but usually they're just, man, it doesn't even matter who's right and who's wrong. Once it gets to a point where you can't listen to it, because it's usually, you know, and it's usually the globe earth is stepping all over you. But these guys didn't do that to me. They didn't do that to me. And, you know, I started with 9/11 to talk about that. Gloria likes to talk about frequency a lot, vibration, things like this. I have Paul Knight on a lot. He likes to talk about ancient civilizations. So we talk a lot of stuff. I talk about Project Bluebeam, things in the sky. I we're going to talk about whatever. My three big ones are 9/11, Flat Earth, and Mandela Effect. And you know what? Yeah, it's been more Mandela Effect lately, and there's a reason for that. More things happen every day. Wake up, there's 10 new things that have changed, you know? And it's constantly, you got to report on it. You got to tell everybody, you know?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes things hit you pretty hard, and you don't really know what to do with it. So whatever.
The personal ones are pretty strong. You know, they hit hard. And there's no personal ones, so you kind of keep it to yourself, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another thing I wanted to address today is you know, way back in the 9/11 days, for instance. Sorry, I need a drink. There was one time this guy called my show. It was 2012. And I have the call in my Dose of Reality list. If you actually go to my 9/11 list, it'll be easier to find. I have a 9/11 list of all the shows I've done in order from 2010 up to now. So you can follow my research along the way and just listen to where my mind was at and how, you know, it all came together or whatever. And this guy called one time. And he wanted to bash me. And this is 2012, and it was still very unaccepted to talk about no planes for 9/11. We were amongst the very few people talking about it since 2010, really. But this guy called, and then he comes out, and he's like, oh, he tries to, like, give me a backhanded compliment. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you've come further than, you know, any other no planer. And I flipped out on him. I'm like, I don't want your labels. Don't call me a no planer. Don't call me this. Call me that. And I want to readdress that. Because it's not the stigma that you get from the general asleep public. That's not my problem. Yeah, they can say, oh, look at this 9/11 truth or look at this flat earth. Whatever, fuck them. You know what I mean? They're going to say shit anyways. But when the people in the communities that have these labels attached to them, they start acting like a bunch of assholes. They start pointing the finger at everybody, calling everybody a shill. They attack me for looking into more than one topic, and it happens to me, Gloria. You see it happens all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you liked it.
No, I don't like it. It's fucking aggravating, honestly.
You're the most hated person on YouTube.
No, people are just moronic.
I know.
No, it's just like I just don't call me anything. I'm just Brian. I'm a researcher. I know 9/11 was a hoax. I can go into that probably better than anybody you know and give you a conversation about that.
Well, you know what it is, Brian? They can't debunk anything that you say. They just – and if I yeah. – so they attack
– And that's the thing. Yeah. And I always – I never hide from it. I every time somebody starts with their shit, I say, why don't you call in? Here's the number. We'll go live tonight. You know what I mean? And you know how often it rings when they do that. You know, people put out whole websites about me, and then they won't even call in. They'll say I'm a sim, I'm a simulation, a shill. Go fuck yourself, all right? It gets ridiculous.
And you're Satan.
Oh, remember that lady with the that made the three Mandela videos on? Oh, my God, dude. I didn't even reply to that. Well, that's my thing. My problem is the arrogance of some of the communities. For instance, let's talk about Mandela Effect and let's talk about Flat Earth. And I'm going to talk about both of them here in the same light. The arrogance from one community to the other where, oh, what they're just that's just a psyop. And it's really – you really sound like a hypocrite when you do that. Because, like, for instance, let's say you're a Flat Earther and you say, oh, Mandela is just a psyop. This is the same shit you heard about Flat Earth before you looked into it. And if you're into Mandela Effect, vice versa goes the same way because Flat Earth's not a sign. Like, look into it. Even if you don't end up believing it after, if you see in people that you consider intelligent on many topics, why would you just say, oh, since they talk about that, no, I'm not even going to look at it? Well, there's probably a reason this person that you think is usually pretty intelligent is looking at that topic and that they're outspoken on it. Maybe you should give that person the time of day to actually look into what they're saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, but I know that for myself, actually, don't ask me why, but I was researching, I was looking into Flat Earth when I came across the Mandela Effect. So a lot, and I've heard a lot of people say that. So we thought at one time that that was the connection between the Mandela Effect was the Flat Earth, because a lot of people started saying, out of the blue, I just started looking into Flat Earth and came across the Mandela Effect. So there's some kind of connection. So maybe it's all intertwined.
Of course. Well, everything's connected. And that's why we talk about everything. I mean, everything's connected. Even the 9/11 and the fake terrorism and all that. It's all goes under the same umbrella. That's all to keep you in a state of fear, to not be perceptive to these things that are going on around you. I mean, if you think people are fucking going to go into school and shoot up your kid and Muslims are going to fly planes into your buildings, I mean, even if you're not going out there and begging for the government's protection, which is kind of what they want you to do, even if you're not doing that, you're probably not, you know, at your right state of mind to look at the bigger picture with a clear head, like, because you're in a state of fear. You know what I mean? They've been doing that forever to control people.
Well, they want us to hate Muslim people, but I got news for you. You know what? Like I had mentioned on the last show, my nephew's a Muslim. Because my
did you see the post I made today? That's funny you said that. Did you see the post I made?
No. And I was so busy with emails, I didn't get a chance to do anything on Facebook. But
I literally made a post that said, if you repeatedly bash Muslims for no reason, then I'm just going to block you. I literally have a post, and it got everybody fired up. And it goes the same way for any and one religion bashing another one. Yo, you take a look in the mirror. You got a lot of dirty laundry too over there, son. But most of the stuff we've been talking about Muslims is straight disinfo anyways.
Right, and that's exactly that's the point I was getting at. It is, they want us to hate each other. So it's all bullshit, because I'll tell you something. Whenever I was around my nephew, I mean, to watch this kid pray was amazing. His morals are just, he's just a great person, and his belief in God and the way he wants to do the right things. Brian, in the middle of any, you know, whatever, he would get up and go, Aunt Gloria, I have to go inside and pray. And it was like the most beautiful thing, you know? And they just want us to hate each other. That's it. You know, we're bad, they're bad, and real. I mean, you have bad in every nationality, but it's not what they're saying. It's not what it is. It's all bullshit.
It is all bullshit. I get real mad at people that just go out and bash the Muslims like that for no reason. Like, it's the ones that you know that are doing it on a basis that they think these people are terrorists because of what they've seen in the fucking news. It's like, oh my God, dude. Yeah, so I, you know, like, I like to talk about different topics. These are the types of things that make it embarrassing to be, like, called any label. Because, so, I'm in the, and it's happened to me in many Flat Earth groups, and this time was a Mandela group, one of the bigger Mandela groups, and I always post in there. And somebody posted some bullshit off topic, like they do, and it wasn't me. They posted some bullshit in a Mandela group with this picture of this like cigar-shaped asteroid saying it was coming to hit Earth and all this bullshit, right? I just wrote a comment on that, and I literally said, I hope nobody in here believes this crap. Some bitch started fucking chewing me out, saying all kinds of crazy shit. And then she's like, how dare you? You telling people that this isn't real is the same thing as people telling you the Mandela effect isn't real. I'm like, actually, no the fuck it's not. I'm like, it's not even close to the same thing. And then she kept going and going. So I blocked her. I woke up in the morning and I was booted out of the group. I couldn't even search for it. Like, they banned me and blocked it from me. Because I blocked her. I didn't even want to argue with her. So I just blocked her, because I just block people now. I don't even deal with it. I don't deal with it. I dealt with it for fucking 8 years. I'm just blocking you. Like, if you want to have a conversation, you want to say I'm wrong, that's cool, man. We'll talk about it. Once you start doing the personal insults, one dude called me a scumbag today because I was talking about changes in the Bible with the Mandela effect. I'm a fucking scumbag because he said it wasn't in there that Jesus was, you know, we were talking about Jesus being hung from the tree, because I like to bring it up every now and again, you know. So Jesus hung from the tree. I'm telling him, oh, that's now not in there. Blub, tell me where it is. I showed screenshots. I sent the links to it. I told him where it was. And then, you know, he literally went, me and Jamie had a conversation earlier, me and Jamie Glanville, who I did an interview with. You know how we talk about how they're going to say, oh, well, a cross is made from wood and a wood comes from a tree. Yo, he really said it. Yo, this guy really said it. He's like, oh, well, it's a metaphor because a cross is made from wood and wood comes from a tree. I'm like, bro, you just told me there's no way it's in there. I proved to you it's in there. Now you're going to go this route? And then he said, you're fucking scum. I said, you know what? That's what he said. I said, you know what, pal? Go fuck yourself. And I blocked him. That's it.
Right. So that's why Christians wear a tree around their neck instead of a cross. Is that why?
Yeah. Tell me it's not in there. It's not in there. So okay. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that issue, if we can. The word, you know, people talking about, okay, here's the thing with religion and what I'm going to talk about right now. I don't have a religion. I'm not disrespecting anybody's religion when I say this. This is right down the line. Listen to how I'm going to word this. So obviously there's people that believe the Bible is the word of God. And there's people that believe the Bible is written by man. Okay. There's a lot of people on each side. Can we agree on that?
Don't forget. I believe the Bible is written by aliens, but okay.
Okay. So you can believe that too. So if the people want to say it's the word of God or it's not, and they'll tell me, oh, they'll get all mad at me and be like, oh, the word of God can't change. Nobody can change the word of God. Well, it is changing. The Bible is changing. So if you want to claim it's the word of God, or if you want to claim it's the word of man, or you want to claim it's the word of aliens, glory, whatever you want to claim it's the word as, if you're saying that that word can't change, you're wrong. It is changing. That's the point. And it's not a fucking translation thing, which I keep hearing from people. Oh, well, this was translated this year. No, that still doesn't account for Bibles that people have had in their families for generations being passed down. And the text in the friggin' Bibles is changing. That's not a translation issue. You're not even getting the picture of what the Mandela effect is. And I think that people aren't even trying to understand it. And that's the frustrating part. People aren't even, you know, you can get, I've gotten so many people to admit that C-3PO was always all gold, or Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearing House without even mentioning Ed McMahon's name. Like, yo, who's the guy that worked for Publishers Clearing House? So who did Ed McMahon work for? And they fill in the blank, you know? It's like 95% to 5%. Like, it's not even close. Everybody remembers those things. But then they'll still brush it off after, and they'll be like, you'll be like, well, that's never existed, or that's never happened this way. And then they just go on, and it's like, what the fuck are you even thinking about? You know what I mean?
Well, then you know you're wasting your time. I tried talking to somebody about it the other day. They had asked me, like, what do I do for a hobby, or what do I like to do? And I was explaining the Mandela effect. I mean, you know what, Brian? Honestly, at this point, people that aren't awake, it's going to be really, really difficult, because we're not talking about a local change anymore. You know, we're talking about substantial changes, you know, with the body and the Bible. And you don't know where to start. So you always come out with the basics, like the first ones that come to your mind, which is Ed McMahon and stuff like that. And I had mentioned to this person, I says, do you remember Clarence and I can't say, oh, my God. What was it that he was part of, Ed McMahon?
Publishers Clearinghouse.
Thank you. And I says, who did that? And he goes, oh, that was Ed McMahon. I says, you remember it? He goes, I remember the commercial. He goes, he would go show up with the balloons and the big check and everything like that.
Ed McMahon, baby.
And he goes, and then he was, you know, Johnny Carson's sidekick. I was like, yeah. And I
says, yes, sir. You are correct, sir. Yes.
Yes. You know what? I'm finally getting to him. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that never happened in this reality. So you hear him on his computer and he's typing away and he's like, yes, it did. It's like right here. Yes, it did. I was like, no, it didn't. You're looking at memes that people made and you're looking at some, I guess he came across some residue about it. And I was like, it never happened. He's like, you don't know what you're talking. He's arguing with me. You don't know what you're talking about. Of course, everybody knows. He goes, everybody knows Ed McMahon did that. I was like, okay, so then I couldn't make him understand. So we went on to the next thing, and I talked about the next big thing, which was the JFK assassination. I said, how many people are in the car? He goes, four. I says, well, why don't you look at it now and tell me how many people in the car? He goes, there's six. He goes, but this is a fake picture. He goes, because it was four. Everybody knows it was four. I was like, okay, I'm not getting through to him. I'm trying to explain. It's not a fake picture. There's really six people in the car now. And he's like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I was like, yeah, we're going to end this right now. This is way too much. And I started with the basics. This is easy stuff. Imagine I would have asked him, where's your heart? No.
Oh, you can't stop. You can't start with the anatomy. No way. That's why it's good that there's so many categories. That's why it's good that we have things like music and movies, because that's icebreakers that people remember. You know, people say, oh, it's always trivial shit. Bullshit. South America, Statue of Liberty, Black Tom, the human anatomy. It's not trivial shit. But most people don't know their geography or anatomy. You would think most people know South America and the Panama fucking canal. It used to go east to west. But not everybody knows their fucking anatomy. You know what I mean? But you tell somebody, like, you know, Star Wars, Field of Dreams, fucking, you know, whatever. They know all that.
Yeah. You know what I noticed too, Brian? I was thinking about it the other day. And I was thinking, I'm sorry, I'm just uncomfortable. My ass is killing me on this chair. I was thinking about it the other day. And I was like, you know, the Mandela, like, affected so many different things. Like you said, like music and art, right? And I mean, everything, really. It's like God made sure that everyone could see it. You know, it wasn't just one thing that changed the Bible. Everything. So those that were into Van Gogh and, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, they would see that the Last Supper changed. You know, people into music, like, you know, you, they would know that there's changes. So it's like a little bit of something for everyone.
Well, even people that go food shopping, which is everybody.
Right. There's something for everyone. Right. There is something for everyone there for them to open their eyes.
Loads and loads of cartoons.
Even for kids. Pikachu. Even for children.
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. I mean, that's older, so that's for us more. But, you know, the stuff for kids now, yeah. I mean, that one we just posted, the Josh and Drake, the song where the guy stops and he corrects the crowd and tells them they're singing Realize when it should be Realign. But then the show, it shows it's Realize, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a kid show.
Something for everyone, every age, you know? And I think that's planned. That's divine. That's, you know, that's God, without a doubt.
I was never... the Bible ones are huge too, and obviously, and for me, you know, I'm not religious, but I've never even really read the Bible, and some of the bigger ones I know, obviously, like the Lion and the Lamb, and I mean, there's just, I mean, the amounts of residue on the Lion and the Lamb, and I know this is so old for people that have been in this for a while, but not everybody's that familiar with it. The Lion and the Lamb is just, it's gigantic. I mean, this song's by Elvis. There's endless and endless sculptures and paintings. And there's songs by other bands called actually The Lion and the Lamb. Elvis says it in his song, Peace in the Valley. And they even showed The Lion and the Lamb. It's The Lion and the Lamb. There's even residue from Jeopardy. Alice Trebek has asked them, like, you know, fill in the blank thing, you know, what animal lies with the lamb, whatever. And it was the lion, you know, but now it's never been the lion and it's the fucking wolf. And nobody, it's crazy because like the calls to the pastors are the craziest too, you know? And then they swear it's the lion and the lamb and then they backtrack, you know? Yeah. I never get over that call from Child of Light's channel. Everybody's got to check out her channel. She's made some really cool calls having to do with the Bible changes. And she's got all the good videos too. I really like that channel.
You could hear it. You could hear in their voice, they start getting very, very nervous. It's like some of them know it and some of them don't want to go there. And some of them sound evil. They become vicious, you know? And I don't think priests are supposed to act like that. But they become very vicious, very defensive. It's like, okay. But you can't deny it. You have churches that have these tremendous sculptures outside of a lion and a lamb. You know, and then you get into the whole thing, the verse, you know, to beware of a wolf in sheep's clothing. So if you have to beware of a wolf, why would a wolf be lying, being represent? Why would Jesus, a wolf, represent Jesus? No, it's supposed to be a lion. So it just doesn't make any sense by any stretch of the imagination, but none of this does. And it does at the same time, if that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense by the rules of... the rules of reality and the laws of nature we were presented and given. But that has been all a bunch of bullshit. So we really have to expand our minds on what is possible, in my opinion. You know, I think there's a lot of things that are still on the table, and there's a lot of things we just can't comprehend yet, you know?
I agree.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're working on it. I mean, I know we don't have the Mandela effect all figured out, but I think we're pretty good in, you know, having an idea of what's kind of going on. Like, I feel we're making progress in that direction. You know?
I look at it
part as of a process.
We may never know, you know, we may never know what started the Mandela. I mean, we could say that it's God, but maybe we'll never find out. But I think the most important thing to take from it is, if your reality is able to change in front of your eyes, then there's more to life than what you think. You know, it doesn't really matter who's doing it or how it's happening. It's happening, and it's showing you this is not real. We are souls having an experience, and God is trying to show us that regardless. It's just, this is not real. And stop taking things so seriously, and stop hating one another, and stop fighting, and stop fearing everything, and just stop. You know, we can change the world. We can change our experience of it. You know, we could do that. If we just,
well, there are reasons to dislike people. Like, if somebody does your family wrong or something, that's one thing. But yo, because people have different opinions on our journey in this process of awakening, that's a crazy reason to be mad at somebody, especially when we've been lied to our entire lives. Now, everybody out there is different ages, but a lot of the people I talk to are between like probably 30 and 50 ish, you know? And you mean, so we've been lied to 30, 40, 50 years. From the few years that we've been quote unquote awake or whatever, or woken up, whatever you want to say, to think we got it all figured out or we're all going to agree, it's just asinine.
No,
it's asinine to think
but
that.
What I mean by when I say like to stop the hate and stop fighting with each other, yeah, you're going to have people that are going to provoke you and, you know, definitely treat you like shit. But when you're, the more you start to awaken, the more you start to realize that there is more to this than just you. You're bigger than what you think. And you look at those people and they don't bother you anymore. You just learn how to just ignore them because
You just brush it off. That's what I've been saying. Just brush it off. Fuck them.
You look at them and actually sometimes feel bad for them. Don't feel bad that you're you.
I do feel bad for them. Like, yo, these people sending me pictures of like this Mars thing. Like they think they landed on Mars today. I did. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, okay. I have, as you know, I live in a house with a cousin who believes in NASA. He believes in Trump. I mean, hardcore Republican, right? It's fucking crazy, right? So, you know, he tries to like, oh, the landing on Mars, you must want to watch that, or just shit like that, right? So I don't usually say nothing because I don't want to get an argument in the house. It's not even worth it. So one of my other friends writes on my wall, and he's not into flat earth or anything like that. But I know I got him questioning NASA. I know he knows at least the images is fake and the stories. So he posts on my wall. He's like, oh, they landed on Mars. I bet you must be happy, right? And that's kind of funny coming from him, whatever. But then my cousin likes it or whatever. So I wrote, anybody that fucking believes in that shit has to be fucking a brain dead moron. I was just sick of it. But it wasn't like on my wall for everybody else, like rude. It was just somebody wrote to me, and then there were three of us on the post. And I let it be known because they're like trying to tease me about it. And it's like, yo, the joke's on you, bro. It's not like I'm just going to people that believe in that and saying it's my cousin, first of all. They're always talking shit. And then they're sending me things like, oh, we're on Mars today and blah, 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 blah. Go, you know what? You got to be a fucking idiot to believe that.
Oh,
you really do. They believe there's a convertible in space with the top down with the mannequin driving it. Nice paint job. That thing's headed to Mars. The last time they did the Mars thing, worst press conference all time. It was an absolute joke. I don't know if you've seen that. This guy, Adam Stelzner, every time they asked him a question, he's like, oh, well, my buddy John Smith in the crowd can answer that. And he'd look around, and there'd be nobody. So they never had to answer the question. And then they ask him another question. He did it like five times in the interview. It was crazy. And it was like a big USA pep rally. That's all it was. And they said that they put the robot, you know, they got Johnny Five up on Mars taking pictures with a selfie stick. This is literally the story. Because they send you pictures of him snapping selfies of himself with a selfie stick. And people believe that he's like remote controlled from Earth, 10 million miles away. He's up there with a battery that hasn't died yet in like 7 years, and he's got a selfie stick. a fucking, like, out of, oh my God, dude, he's got a selfie stick. Like, that thing. People believe this.
That's funny. That's funny.
People believe this. It's crazy.
You know,
there's a lot of people in the chat considering we weren't playing on the show. So if we can talk for a few, that'll be good.
You know what I realized, Brian, that, and this is not just coming from me. It's coming from the Mandela community, and you'll relate to what I'm saying, but people that are, and I hate saying this, Mandela affected, I like the word consciously awake, started seeing things differently. In other words, you could look at the sky, the stars, the sun, the moon, and it becomes so transparent. You know, it becomes like, it's so fake, you could see it now. And a lot of that, I mean, I think is the Mandela effect. You know, where maybe you, because you've always studied flat earth, you always knew that it was just bullshit. But to a lot of us, you know, I never really cared about
that. I don't know about a lot of, I think a lot of people in Mandela effect believe in all the NASA bullshit and all that.
I don't know, because, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, wow, since I'm awake, you know, the sun doesn't look right to me no more. The moon's starting to look holographic, and the sun looks like a sun simulator. And you know how many emails I get in a week, people telling me, Gloria, does the sky look weird to you? Does the clouds look weird to you? And I'm like, yeah. They have been for a really, really long time. So you do, you wake up and you start to, it's like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. It triggers you to look at things like that. And that kind of ties other things together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause there's a lot of people in Mandela groups looking at the sky, looking at, okay, you're looking at crazy split skies and things like this, but that would also only be possible if it's a local sun too. So it does tie in together.
Yeah. It does. And, you know, and it, I think that's helping us. The veil is being lifted and we're starting to see things for what they really are. To me, a lot of things, it's the same thing if you walk into a supermarket and you could actually, I like to call them bots. Like you look around you and half the people in the supermarket look like they're zombies. Like they're just soulless shells.
Yeah.
Emotionless. Just empty vessels.
I honestly have a hard time now. Like, it's going to sound weird. Maybe it's not going to sound weird. I have a hard time. And I used to be like a social butterfly type of thing. You know what I mean? And I have a hard time now being in types of environments like that, because all it is fake conversation that I don't want anything to do with. And I'm always trying to talk about something that stimulates our mind, whether it be for me or the person I'm talking to. And I want them to do the same. I don't want to go there and talk about the fucking TV show you're watching. I don't want to go there and talk about fucking all the stupid shit that they're talking about. Like, and it's not like I'm not, you know, it's nothing against them if they don't know any better. It's just, that's not what I'm interested in. I don't want to go have fake conversations and have to like watch what I say. And this is, I'd literally rather just hang out online with my friends that I can actually talk to than I would rather go out somewhere and have to keep my mouth shut. And people say, oh, you shouldn't have to. You don't have to keep your mouth shut. There's times you have to, because it's just going to get so uncomfortable. It's not even worth it. Or, you know, they're just not going to shut up, but they're not going to look at anything you say, but they're just going to keep talking shit. Like, oh, he thinks the earth is flat. Oh, he thinks his reality's changing. Oh, he thinks 9/11 was a hoax. Okay, well, let's talk about this point for 15 minutes. Oh, I don't got 15 minutes. Oh, but you'll watch a fucking 15-minute video of people in China burning a fucking dog or something, right?
Or telling you an asteroid is coming to kill everybody. The same one that's been coming for how many years?
Oh, my God, dude. It's fucking crazy.
But people,
very frustrating.
Their aura, everything changed about people. Like I said, they just feel, they look like zombies. They're just empty. And I can't have any kind of conversation like you're saying, Brian. Any conversation, and it sucks. It really does. I mean, there's very few, like you could pick maybe three people out of 100 that feel real to me, whatever real is. And the rest is just fake, repeated programming bullshit. It's exactly what it feels like, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've been feeling this way for a while, but it's a lot worse now. It, especially with the Mandela effect, it really hits me, because when you prove to somebody that they absolutely remember something that never existed, they'll swear up and down to you, it's this, 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 and you'll prove it never was, but then they just go on and they don't want to know anymore. Like, yo, if you ever brought it to me like that and made me realize it like that, I'd be hooked the first day looking at it. You know, it kind of just glanced at it at first, but I was really taken back right away, because right away, the first one I saw was Berenstain. And I used to have those books as a kid, and I'm sorry. I'm like already, you know, when I first saw Mandela late 2014, early 2015, I was already gone through 9/11, Apollo, Sandy Hook, and Flat Earth. I just getting into it a little bit, but I was already at the point where I'm going to trust my senses, and people aren't going to fucking tell me what to think, and people aren't going to tell me, oh, you're misremembering, or, oh, that was the name of the family, but not the name of the book. All the bullshit backstories. No, it was the Berenstain with the E, not the fucking A. It wasn't Berenstain. And it was JFK. Those aren't my biggest. I didn't even mention Berenstain in my top 10. And maybe I should have, because it was my first. But it's not my biggest now, you know? Because all the massive ones like JFK, you know, Black Tom, the South America, Ed McMahon, C-3PO, Snow White, which you hate.
Brian, you know something? I've never heard of Berenstain Bears. I've never heard of them.
That's because you're mad old, dude.
No, you listen, dude. No, I'm not. You're my age. You're just
when you were a kid, they didn't even have books yet.
You're right behind me, douchebag. But now, seriously, I never heard of them. Were they the golden books? I've never heard of it.
I think it might have been by Golden Books. I'm not really sure who exactly put it out. But it was a family of bears, and they were just, it was just a little kids' book. They had a whole bunch of little stories. Thin books. They were thin with like kind of a hard cover. Not a hard cover, but, you know, hard cardboard cover.
Yeah, so maybe they were golden. I don't know. But I've had like the Bambi books and, you know, what's his name? the one who's gay now, supposedly. I can't even remember.
Big Bird. Big Bird's a tranny now.
Big Bird's a tranny, Bert and Ernie are gay, but I always thought Bert and Ernie were gay anyway.
I don't think they're officially gay, but Big Bird is officially a transsexual now.
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh is a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh is a woman, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but didn't never sound like a woman, but if you look it up, yeah, Winnie the Pooh is a woman.
Supposed to be and Humpty Dumpty and Humpty Dumpty's a canon, so I mean, why the fuck not?
Humpty Dumpty's not an egg. Humpty Dumpty's a canon. Yeah, it's kind of
crazy. So hey, you got a couple new ones, don't you? You got a Bible one or two, right?
I actually 15 minutes before you told me we were going to do a video, I was actually doing some Bible work, and I came across.
Why don't we bring them out? Bring them out, because you know what? I do have to work at 6 a.m., so we'll have to wrap it up within like 15 minutes or so. So what do you got?
I just put one down. Actually, I was looking at whatever, the King James Bible, and I came across Psalms 148:7. And this one just struck me like really, really weird, okay? And it says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all depths." Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons. Dragons? Wait, did he say dragons? What the fuck does that even mean? It's like they're asking him. Did you understand what I just read to you?
No, not really.
Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deep. It's like
so they're praising the lords of the earth who are the dragons?
Thank you.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes, because if you read all the other ones, that's basically what they're saying. That these lords, gods, lowercase g's, are dragons and they should be worshipped. Yeah. This is really, really interesting. And it's all Psalms. Any verse, I think, was in there 34 times or something like that. And I just got into reading it. And I'm like, this is freaking crazy. This doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it's funny because when you had text me, it says, I'm going in the shower. I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to look at shower to see if shower is in the Bible. And as a matter of fact, it was like 14 times, but it didn't say I was going to take a shower. It just said the showers would water the plants. It's like, I was like, no, that's fine. Showers is fine. But not if somebody said, you know, yeah, I'm going to take a shower. And it'd be like, okay, something's wrong with this verse. But yeah, and then dragons. And I looked up a couple of other things. And then I stopped because then we got into, you know, making this. But I'll have a bunch. I'll have a bunch for the show.
Well, what we're going to do, guys, we do a show every Saturday, if you don't know. Every Saturday at about 2 p.m. usually Eastern, we do a show, and it's usually, you know, 2 to 3 hours. We get really in-depth into whatever topics it is, you know, like the topics I named earlier. It's usually Mandela Effect or maybe some Flat Earth. Most of my 9/11 stuff was before, but I'm always down to talk 9/11, fake shootings, media fakery. We talk all types of stuff, Project Bluebeam. We talked about ancient trees and giants, and we talk about frequency. And I'm not saying we're an expert in anything. I'm just saying, you know, we talk about all these things. So make sure you check out our shows on Saturdays. That's where we get deep. This was just a little test show, and I do have to work early. We're gonna wrap it up in a minute, but make sure you check out the My Awakening series, guys, if you haven't yet. I've been interviewing various researchers in the different communities and getting their personal story on their awakening journey from, you know, in their timeline of topics, how it's affected their life, this, that, and the other thing. And it's been, I think it's been brilliant that some of the interviews, I did my own personal one, not the Saturday just passed, but the one before. And we did Brendan Daly's on Tuesday that week. And I did Kali Sunshine Madrano. So those are all three new ones that are really, really good. I want you guys to check them out. But the reason I'm saying is I'm doing two more coming right up. I'm doing one Thursday morning because I'm going to do Stasha Erickson, but she's actually in Norway. So much like when I did Susan Borho, who was in South Korea, I had to do it in the morning, and that turned out to be an awesome one too. So if you're not working Thursday and you want something to watch during the day, 11 a.m. Eastern time right here on this channel, we're going to go live. It's going to be a really, really good Mandela Effect interview. She has written books and stuff on it. And Ernest Pearson, who a lot of you guys know from Flat Earth, he's very polarizing, has some really strong views that a lot of people hate, a lot of people love. I love how passionate he is, and I want to get his story because it's much different on his awakening into, say, to Flat Earth stuff, because he went from being a pastor to getting out of religion and away from the Bible, which, you know, he has his own views. Other people did the opposite. I think it'd be very good to get that perspective of it. So I'm going to get him as soon as possible. I mentioned it to him today, and we just got to set a time and a day up. So that'll probably be early next week, unless I can squeeze it in the next couple of nights. We'll see. But definitely, Stasha, make sure you guys sub the channel. Gloria, anything you want to say before we get off? Did we miss anything? I know we didn't really, you know, have much. We just come. Oh, how does my mic sound, guys? Can everybody in the chat let me know? Does my mic sound noticeably different? I hope so, because I bought a really expensive mic. Hopefully it sounds good.
No, it does. It sounds good. You sound fabulous. You sound like Barry White.
Well, you know I sing like Frank Sinatra, right?
You still work on it.
No, that's Bon Jovi.
Your trigger song. That's your trigger song, Bon Jovi.
I'm having a hard time not singing it right now, especially with this new microphone right in my face.
You want to
you still live on the docks. Union's been on strike. No, I'm not doing it. All right. We're going to get off. Guys, Thursday morning, 11 a.m., Mandela Effect interview. Well, My Awakening interview. Gonna be. I don't even know what else she has in her story, so we're going to see. So definitely check that out. And Jesus Christ, I lost my train of thought. Saturday, 2 p.m., that's our regular show. That's where we do a few hours. It's usually me, Gloria, and Paul Knight. Sometimes it's mixed up. Sometimes I have a guest. But that's usually what we do. And we talk about everything under the sun. So under the close sun. So make sure you guys make sure you guys tune in on Saturday at 2 p.m. and make sure you sub this channel. And that's about it. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to test the mic tonight. I wasn't planning a big show or nothing. I appreciate you guys coming, even though this wasn't, you know, planned to be anything. So I hope I didn't disappoint anybody and waste your time. That's what I was kind of worried about. I'm like, man, people are going to be pissed I'm doing this. But I did put, I just want to test my mic and stuff. So, and we talked a little bit.
Yeah, good conversation. We vented a little bit.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.